Somebody that's probably needs to hide up there is our producer, Rob, these days. Rob, we've let you out of the caboose to talk about NRL again
Morning,
this week. Morning. Look, we've both had a good week.
On the improve. 6 out of 8 last week.
For both of us. So I'm not sure how this works. We both got 6 out of 8. I went up 3 spaces and you went up like 30, 20.
Yeah, going a bit up, a bit further, but still in the 400s, but...
And you're just happy to come out of this season in front of me.
Absolutely.
Let's see how we go this week. The Raiders and Manly.
Yes, so Raiders and Manly. No Thursday night game this week because of the Anzac round. So kicking off with Raiders and Manly tomorrow at Canberra Stadium. I like Canberra in this one. I'm expecting it to be a good contest, but Manly just might come a little bit short.
And the Bunnies and the Broncos.
Yeah, this is a difficult one to tip because both sides have plenty of promise, but they could also be a bit disappointing at times. At ANZ Stadium, I like Rabbitohs to get up in a tight one.
Now, the Western Sydney Derby, as we're being called, the Eels and Panthers.
Yeah, well, Parramatta had a really good win getting back against the West Tigers on Easter Monday. Penrith are in a bit of all sorts of trouble at the moment. 4 straight losses. I think Penrith will look to bounce back against this one.
Now, the Knights are on the road this week playing the Cowboys. Are you going to stick with the Knights?
Going with Newcastle. I like this one a lot. If ever there was a time to beat the Cowboys, this is it. No Jonathan Thurston, no Matt Scott, no Lachlan Coote, plenty of opportunities. And even though the Knights aren't getting the win, there's been plenty of improvement and they're not far away.
It's a fair call. And Jarryd Hayne may return for the Titans as they take on last year's premiers.
Yeah, so Titans actually in their extended squad, they've actually got a really couple of key inclusions that could come in. So Jarryd Hayne back, Kevin Proctor the captain, Conrad Harrell. So if they can get those guys in, they'll give the Sharks a real good go. But it's hard to go past the Cronulla the way they're playing. They were so impressive against Penrith last weekend.
That's a fair call. Now the Tigers have got the mighty blue and white this week.
Yes, your Bulldogs. This should be a really entertaining game, I'm expecting, that both sides capable of scoring plenty of points. Bulldogs, they're playing really well. A couple of weeks ago, I was giving it to them. I just thought that just nothing's going on just right off the season, but they've turned a corner, and I'm really liking the Bulldogs the way they're playing at the moment. So look for the blue and whites to get up.
Just keep in mind who's in front of you in their tipping comp, okay?
Sure.
Just keep that in mind. The game of the round you're touting this one is the Roosters and the Dragons.
Yeah, the traditional Anzac Day fixture. I think this has got the potential to be the game of the season up to this point. I'm a believer in the Dragons at the moment. I'm going to declare it. The Dragons will make the top eight. And to top it all off, Dragons to extend their winning run, Dragons to get up and the Roosters in a really cracking game. I think it'll be a field goal in it.
That's a big call. Field goal, 1 point. Okay. And our final game, the Melbourne Storm. It's my number two team, by the way. They got the Warriors.
It's hard to go past Melbourne and the Warriors in this one, but you've got to go with Melbourne. The Storm, they've turned this game into a bit of an annual fixture on Anzac Day as well. So Tuesday, finish off with Anzac Day. You got Roosters, Dragons, Storm, Warriors. What could be better? Warriors are playing okay at the moment, but you just can't go past Melbourne. They're just too good. In saying that, though, Warriors actually don't have a bad record against Melbourne. They've pulled off a couple of really good upsets over the past couple of years.
Okay, mate, we'll have a look at your tips next week. Hopefully we can both go up because we want to get into the top half of the tipping comp, don't
we? Absolutely.
Thanks, Rob. Go back to the caboose for you and do some more producing for us. We'll see how he goes to the tipping comp. If you haven't got your tips in yet, head to 2NURFM.com.